Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live for this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate that you take the time with us. I think we've got just a fantastic Wednesday show for you. Second hour, Dr. Angela Franks is going to be here with us, and we're going to talk a bit about the Catholic understanding of the human body. I know that sounds odd, but it's very important in the interaction between Catholic values, Catholic beliefs, Catholic hopes for the future, and those of the secular world, which has a different view of the body. So hang around for that second hour. It's going to be great. This hour, how are you doing coming out of the COVID funk that we've all been in? Are you getting back to normalcy? Are you having concerns about relationships as you come out of these recent troubles that we've had? Well, we've got two wonderful guests for you to discuss that. You know them from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie each morning on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Debbie Giorgiani, Jerry Usher are our guests. Hello, Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Si. Thank you so much for having us.
It's wonderful to have you. And one of the great things that you guys do on your show is it's like a community that you've built there where you all talk about stuff. Is this something that people are talking about how I'm trying to find a way back to normalcy after the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. It's when we do our All About Relationships show or anything to do with re-engaging after the pandemic and trying to, some people even said, is it a new normal of how we interact with one another? That comes up all the time on Take Two. And thank you for acknowledging, Si, that we, with the listeners and going 6 years strong, we have developed a beautiful Take Two family. But I have to tell you, Si, Jerry decided that he wanted to spend his last day in the 50s, 59 years old. He decided he wanted to spend it on Catholic Answers Live.
Jerry's 60 tomorrow?
He is.
Jerry, congratulations.
Congratulations or condolences, which one?
I suppose that entirely depends on how you feel about it.
I feel great about it.
Yeah, well, congratulations are in order, too, for how much of that life you have devoted to communicating the Catholic faith via Catholic media. You're the guy that invented a lot of what the rest of us try to do now. So thanks for that, Jerry.
When you mentioned that I invented a lot of things, it could make me feel a lot older than I really am. But
no, you're plenty old.
I know.
Hey, if you want to talk with Jerry and Debbie, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. Are you sensing a return to normalcy in your interpersonal relationships? Maybe you're feeling guarded about how you interact with others. I know I still feel when I leave the house, am I forgetting something? And it's that mask that we've been wearing for the last year that we don't have to wear now in California. See, I don't know how it was in the rest of the country or the world. But in California, you pretty much couldn't do anything without it. Maybe is your dating life, whether it's dating your spouse or you're getting back out there in the dating scene, is that working? Is that not working? All that stuff. 888-318-7884. You can call with questions. You can just call to talk because that is what happens with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. By the way, you can find out all about what Jerry and Debbie do, including having a wonderful network of life coaches by going to standtalltoday.com. Standtalltoday.com. Again, the number 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'm going to chat with Jerry and Debbie for a minute here, Darren, but you're going to have to tell me when to go to the phone lines because my computer just signed out. I have no idea why. It just decided Jerry and Debbie are here. Let's just sign out on you. I don't know if the two of you are like me, and Debbie, you're in Arizona. I don't know what it's been like in Arizona, but I almost feel like someone's going to yell at me when I walk into a 7-Eleven now, because of the mask thing. It's hard to readjust.
That just cracks me up because I so agree with you, Si, because going from having to wear the mask all the time and even having spare masks in the car, you know, and we have to make sure we always have an extra one. And then to walk into a restaurant or a grocery store, and it's so beautiful because you can actually see the next person's face, and you don't have to try to, you know, make that eye contact and make sure you make that connection. It's a whole new thing that we're getting used to again, because we spent over a year, you know, being separated with the masks, and that does take a toll on all of us and our, you know, our spirit, if you will, because we are meant for community. We are meant to connect. Yes. And we were, with the mask, definitely kept us separated. So, yeah, it was an adjustment back, but it's kind of strange. When I first walked into a store, I actually went back to my car. I thought, I'm forgetting something. And yeah. I did the same thing. And it's so bizarre how you get used to a new habit.
Right, exactly. 888-318-7884, the number, 888-318-7884. I have to say one thing about the masks is I'm not very good at remembering people's names. So the mask always gave me an excuse to go, now who is that? Like so even if I knew the person, because they would have to say their name to me. So now I got to go back to remembering names again. It's going to be hard. But the relationship thing, that's the thing, is can you just pick up and get right back into it? Or are people having trouble picking up and getting right back into it? If you want to call and talk about that, 888-318-7884. How are you finding it, Jerry?
Well, first of all, you have to ask people to wear those "Hello, my name is" masks, and that way you'll have no problem knowing what their name is. But yeah, I just ordered a set of 100 masks, and now we don't have to wear them. You know, good thing I only paid about $2.50 for the 100 masks. But it's the same for me. You know, you just feel like you almost don't have clothes on, you know, and you're looking at other people like, what are they thinking? You see some people with masks on, some people don't have them on. And, you know, I'm hoping that we have really rounded a corner here where they keep talking about this Delta variant and other things. I would hate it so much. We all would if we kind of got thrust back into that. But for me personally, it's coming back, you know. I don't feel quite as conspicuous when I go to the grocery store and stuff like that, but really would love to hear from, you know, people with their lived experiences. That's what we asked them to share on Take Two. And what's it been like? You know, are you going back to the gym? Do you have to wear your mask? Are you working out with your workout buddies again? You know, what about going to the grocery store? Or you mentioned the dating scene, or just socializing in general. You know, what is your experience like? Do you sort of feel a little bit antsy or edgy sometimes? So yeah, I'd love to hear what people have to say about that.
Again, 888-318-7884, the number. I got to tell you though, when Jerry and Debbie are here, the lines fill up, and they have filled up now, every line full. Let's go right to some calls. We'll see what folks have to say. We'll start with Motocross Charlie. Now that's a name. Motocross Charlie in Olympia, Washington, listening on the EWTN app. Happy to have you, Motocross Charlie. What's your experience like?
Well, good afternoon, Cy. Hello, Jerry and Debbie. Good to hear from you on the afternoon out here on the coast.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. Hey, I was just going to let you guys know things are really starting to cheer up out here. We're able to go around and smile at each other now. You forget the reaction that people get to a big smile. That's the one thing I've noticed was there's been a lot of smiling going on. And when you got that mask on, it just you can't see it. And it's amazing how one smile will change somebody else's whole demeanor. They smile back. They start looking. Their eyes light up, you know. It's also been great for me. Jerry and Debbie know my dad's in an Alzheimer's home. And my dad, now I can go in and see him. I can go in and bring his favorite McDonald's hamburger to him, you know.
What a good son.
I have a chance. Yeah, it's been a lot better here in the last couple of months, and we're going motocross racing this weekend with the boys, and we love listening to EWTN, and we love listening to Take Two, so I'll be quiet now.
Oh, that's such a sweet call. Thank you so much. And we're so glad that you got to, you know, be with your dad and to, you know, give those, that wonderful hugs and those smiles. And you're right. You're absolutely correct. We've lost the ability in that year to really light up somebody's day with a bright and shining smile, right? So we really had to work hard, like I said earlier, to eye connect. And some people have a difficult time making that eye connection. And so it was really tough on people, and you could almost see the heaviness in their hearts and in their faces, even behind the mask, that everybody just seemed tired and disconnected, and that was unfortunate. I'm glad. I love the way you said it, Charlie. That it's just, you know, that it's coming back. The cheer is back. I love that.
Charlie, thanks very much for the call. I'm gonna take a quick break and be back with more. There's a line open now if you want to call 888-318-7884. We're talking about returning to relationships. Can you get back to normal? Are you able to? Do you need some help in that regard? You have some concerns? You just want to share your experience? You're welcome to call. Jerry and Debbie are our guests from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie each morning all around the world on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. That number, 888-318-7884.
You're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite Monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Hey, it's Wednesday, and that means a new episode of our podcast, Catholic Answers Focus, has dropped. You can check it out at CatholicAnswersFocus.com or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Catholic Answers Focus, the world's premier podcast on Catholic apologetics, now available every Wednesday at CatholicAnswersFocus.com.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
The Church has 2,000 years of wisdom to share on what it takes to live life gracefully.
We're so overwhelmed by how much our faith has transformed our marriage and family especially. We want everyone to experience the incredible gift that the Catholic vision of life and love really is.
More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. Tomorrow morning, 10 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. Catholic Church is a community. It's a community of communities. There's nothing more important than community in Catholic faith. And two people who have really pioneered the building up of community via radio are Jerry and Debbie. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is mornings on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And when you listen, you find a lot of people who know each other, people like our caller who just called. They've talked before, they've gotten to know one another, and they build that community, and we need that. But we also need that in-person kind of community. And how's that going for you now that we are back out or working our way out? And in some places, I'm sure it feels very much like it's over. In other places, it doesn't feel over at all. Your experience is welcome here. If you want to talk with Jerry and Debbie, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I'm going to go to Martin now in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Martin, glad to have you. Go ahead with your question or comment for Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Very well, thank you.
Doing well, Martin. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'm still not there. I mean, here in Omaha, we're opening up. The masks are not required anymore, but I guess I'm still in the aspect of that it's not over. I still wear masks when I go out. I wear masks at work, and I'm still, I guess, fearful. My daughter she ended up in the hospital, and so it was very serious. And so I'm just still, I haven't been a mask since a long time, and I wish I could go back, but I'm just too afraid to
yeah.
The situation yet.
Martin, is your daughter out of the hospital now? Is she on the mend?
Yes, she's on. Well, she's getting there. It's going to be the doctor's. I don't know if you know about MISC, M-I-S-C. It's a complication. And she was in the hospital for about 9 days, and that really took a toll on her. I mean, she's still seeing a cardiologist and a multiple of doctors. And they said 6 to 8 months before she could, you know, get back to somewhat normal. And she's probably in about month four. So.
Oh, Lord. That's all. It doesn't surprise me at all that you would have your own trepidation. Jerry and Debbie, what do you want to say to Martin?
Well, if I can go first, Jerry, just for a moment, because I could hear in Martin's voice, you're very much, it sounds like you're very much still in shock. And you talked about the fear, and that's understandable. The only thing I could say, Martin, is don't let anybody pressure you. When you're ready, you're ready. Okay, I think sometimes we, especially here in the U.S., we can be really hard on one another and say, well, this is what everybody's doing, so you've got to do it. And you know, you have to do what's right, and you know what's right in your heart. You'll step out of that fear, and you'll be ready, and it'll be the right time. God knows your heart. Your guardian angel's with you to really be there with you and to guard you and to guide you and to also help you out of that fear. But you've been through a lot. Okay, and so there's that shock that weighs in with what happened to your daughter, and then everything that's happening, you know, because of having endured COVID and what that means for your family, and you know what, you know, how do we react now? Do we get nervous with this variant, you know, coming up? So take your time. I don't want you to feel panicked, because I know some people, especially here in Arizona, people were saying, I felt panicked to just throw the mask out the window. Well, it may not be the right time for you. Do what you think is best for you and your family, Martin. That's what I would say. Jerry?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Just be yourself. Be discerning and prayerful about this, and also wise, and you know, knowing what the risks are and so forth. And then I was going to say, you know, what really breaks our heart, Martin, is you haven't been able to go to Mass for a long time, and I'm sure that pains your heart very, very much. Obviously, you probably thought about this and been doing it all along, but you can make what's called a spiritual communion every day. Actually, you can make one, and then of course you're probably able to watch Mass on TV. But our prayer for you is going to be that you do have that peace in your heart, and that as time goes by, God willing, you're going to be able to get back to Mass, because we all know how important that is, and it sounds like you really miss it.
Martin?
Yes, I do. I watch Mass weekly, and I do a spiritual communion each week. But you know, like you said, I do miss the interaction with people and the community, but I'm just, like you said, I'm just still have the fear in my heart and in my mind. And I know I just have to trust in the Lord. And I just keep praying, and hopefully soon I'll be able to get to Mass.
Oh, sure. I hope so. I hope so, Martin. Martin, thank you very, very much for the call. I feel like Jerry and Debbie, one of the real dark sides of the whole pandemic was to see how impatient we all are with one another. Like, if you don't agree with me on the virus, if you don't agree with my view, or if you don't have my view about the mask, somehow you're, you know, like, if you wear the mask, then some people would think you're virtually a communist. If you don't wear the mask, even if you're out hiking in the mountains, other people would say you're some kind of Nazi. It's like, well, we all, the patience for one another was un-Christian, I thought.
Absolutely. I believe that as well. So I think we were very unkind to one another, cruel at times. Like you said, impatient, intolerant. We didn't want to even take time to hear another person's come from of what's happening with them. I mean, we just judged just by looking at the situation. Yeah. And that's really unfortunate, because I think this pandemic, it brought out the best in people who, like, especially our frontline, you know, workers and everybody that's doing such great work, you know, helping to save lives. But it also brought out the worst in people, I think.
Yeah, I felt that way, too. And I feel like, you know, there's going to be people for whom the trauma of this, because you don't know if someone's daughter spent 9 days in the hospital.
Right.
You don't know what
That's
someone
right.
else has been through. And you're going to give them a dirty look or something because they're still wearing the mask and you feel like we should all just move on. I feel like that kind of impatience really does not, it certainly doesn't come from Christ. He didn't treat people that way. I'm going to go to Ohio next. Lisa in Ohio, listening to EWTN, Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, where every morning you can hear Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Go ahead, Lisa, with your question or comment for Jerry and Debbie.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling first to wish my birthday twin, Jerry, a happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh, thank you,
my
Lisa.
My birthday is also tomorrow.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I wish you a very blessed and beautiful day tomorrow and a healthy, happy year to come. So,
that's very nice.
Thank you so much.
Anyway,
yeah.
You're welcome. So my comment about COVID, so in Ohio, things are opened up. If you're vaccinated, you can be without the mask. If you're not vaccinated, you're supposed to wear the mask, but there doesn't seem to really be people checking that. I work in healthcare and I work with patients who are immunosuppressed. So out of work, I'm not masking, but once I go into the hospital building and the clinic building, I must mask. And then when I'm with patients, I'm masking and wearing goggles still.
Wow.
So it's, you know, a very strange dichotomy. I'm okay with it. The patients, you know, the patients that I work with are very at risk for illness in general, for infectious disease. So I'm fine with, you know, wearing the mask there. And I don't have any particular issue or concern with it. It's just kind of a strange kind of hanging between the balance. I look very much forward to being able to see my patients' faces because they are still masking as well. And it's sometimes hard to read if somebody's smiling behind the mask just by their eyes. Some people, their eyes are very telltale, and other people, they are not. I'm a social worker, so I'm very much reading people's faces. That's, you know, part of my training. So it's just been an interesting year. It's really presented a lot of challenge.
Would you say, Lisa, really that a lot of people in the healthcare industry are either exhausted or are themselves traumatized by the year they've been through?
Probably yes to both. I mean, it just kind of depends on where people have worked. I think, you know, people that have worked in the intensive care units and on COVID units, I would say, yes, they're very, you know, compassion fatigued, I guess is the word that I would use. Where it's giving, and knowing that you're at risk, especially for when you're caring for patients that are known to be positive and known to be very symptomatic in that, in those kinds of settings.
Jerry and Debbie?
Yeah, if I can just offer a couple thoughts, Lisa, if you listen to our show at all, Take Two, you know that we both, Debbie especially, Debbie is always saying that, you know, nurses, healthcare professionals, teachers, people like that, are going to have a very special place in heaven. So that certainly goes for you too. And thank you for the birthday wishes tomorrow. Happy birthday to you tomorrow as well. I think one of the things that's been, I think, most frustrating for me has been the uncertainty. And that's because every state is putting out different guidelines, every county, every city. And so there comes a point where you really don't know quite what to do in a given situation.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna, we'll be praying for you, like you said. When you be able to see your patients' faces, see their smiling faces, I know in the line of work that you do, that has to be so important. The eye contact, the emotions, the facial expressions, all of that has got to be such an important part of what you do. So that's been missing for you for a while. So I know, but I'll definitely be praying that you have a return to that sooner rather than later.
Lisa, thank you very, very much for the call. And happy birthday wishes for you tomorrow from us here at Catholic Answers as well. Our number here is 888-318-7884. Jerry and Debbie are our guests. You know them from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie mornings on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And if you don't know this, I'll let you know. They also have a network of life coaches that they're committed to this community of people who help one another. And if you want to know more about that, go to standtalltoday.com. Standtalltoday.com. Let's see who else we got here on the line. Oh, well, the lines are pretty full, actually. So we'll head to Manville, Rhode Island, watching on Facebook Live. Marie in Manville, Rhode Island. Thanks for being with us, Marie. Go ahead with your question or comment for Jerry and Debbie.
Yes, I have two adult autistic children.
Oh, Marie.
And they have a lot of... Yes.
I know you.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, you do. Hi, how are you?
Very good. Now, I feel like Jerry and Debbie. I'm doing community now on the radio.
Yes, there you go.
Marie is a very important part of our Facebook family here at Catholic Answers. This, I didn't mean to cut you off, though, Marie. Go ahead with your question.
No problem. Yes, I have two adult autistic children, and they tend to have a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, especially my oldest son of 42. What can I do to make things better for them? What I do is always repeat what Jesus said, be not afraid.
Yeah.
And that's my mantra, more or less. And we're all fully vaccinated because of our high, you know, I'm a diabetic. And so the whole family's diabetic. So I did it for them. And
well, Marie, I'll tell you what, we have to take this break. We'll let Jerry and Debbie respond when we come back. It's wonderful to hear your voice. Most of us Catholic parents agree our number one goal in life is to pass on the faith to our children. But here's the bad news. Today's world has a million ways to steal your kids' soul. Don't be afraid, says Father Sebastian Walsh. God loves your children even more than you do, and he desires their salvation more than anything. In his groundbreaking new book, Always a Catholic, Father Walsh shows you how to cooperate with God to bring about the fulfillment of his will for your kids. Always a Catholic reminds us that keeping our kids in the faith is about the way we live our Catholicism in our own lives and as a family from day to day. Order your copy of Always a Catholic by visiting shop.catholic.com today or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did you know you can access Catholic Answers Live right from your phone or other mobile device? Download the Catholic Answers Live app today. It's free, and you'll have instant access to our daily broadcast, the schedule of upcoming shows, and you'll even be able to search the archive and listen to thousands of past shows. The Catholic Answers Live app, available now on iOS and Android.
Have you enrolled in the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics? Let me ask you a more important question. Do you believe as a Catholic that you have an obligation to share the Catholic faith? In fact, the Church has answered this question, and the answer is that all confirmed Catholics are obliged to share the faith. It's actually in canon law. Catholic Answers is here to help you fulfill that obligation. Our School of Apologetics courses will equip you to help all the people you come in contact with understand what the Church teaches and why. A great place to start is with all the Catholics in your life. Learn the art of apologetics from the best of the best and start sharing the gospel today. Visit schoolofapologetics.com. That's schoolofapologetics.com.
Matt Swaim here. Tomorrow on the Sunrise Morning Show, we'll mark the feast of St. Junipero Serra by doing a virtual pilgrimage to the California missions with Diana von Glahn from The Faithful Traveler. Now back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. Before we head back to the phones, I was supposed to tell you this before, and I better tell you now because it ends at midnight. All this month, we've been talking about how you can get Catholic Answers School of Apologetics courses at a very, very low rate, a full course for just $50, one of the mini courses for just $25. And since it ends at midnight, I don't want to just roll past that and not mention it. So you just go to shop.catholic.com, find the School of Apologetics category, click there, and any course you want to take, if it's a full course, it's just $50 until midnight tonight, and if it's one of the mini courses, it's just $25. On the line is a really good friend of this program, Marie in Rhode Island, who visits with us several times a week at least, or rarely misses visiting with us on Facebook, and calls to talk with Jerry and Debbie. She has two adult autistic sons who are experiencing a great deal of anxiety around the COVID pandemic. Would either one of you want to respond, Jerry or Debbie?
Yes, I would love to make a few comments. Marie, thank you so much for calling in and sharing the experience, because I think it's something that we can all relate to, a level of anxiety, because it just what Jerry said earlier, just the unknowns of how to actually behave when everything is changing. I mean, just look at the news for the past year, over a year. Every day, it was a different ground rule, a different guideline for us. And that's really hard to function in. And so and let me just share something, Marie. Jerry and I, we don't have any special training in autism or anything like that. So you would be the best teacher on this, Marie, because you're the mother of autistic adult children. And so you would know better than us. But just from a basic life skills perspective, let me just share this. When we're struggling with anxieties, worries, fears, you know, what if this happens? How will I react? You know, the what ifs and the howls, they call them, right? They can really keep us very much trapped and paralyzed. And so the way to get out of that, and there's many different ways to do it, but just like what you're saying, to remind ourselves how much we need to trust in Jesus. So Jesus, I trust in you, absolutely. Build that trust, but then also to have confidence in just being yourself. You know, sometimes when we just say, hey, I'm a little nervous, I'm a little bit, you know, apprehensive, hesitant, it's okay, because when we acknowledge that it's happening, sometimes it doesn't have as much power over us. It's when we let it consume us and overwhelm us that we then get stuck and we actually can go backwards. So I always tell folks, you know, fear and anxiety and words like that, yes, they're not of God, meaning that God doesn't relate to those emotions or those feelings, because our God is a God of, you know, that's big and bold and everything that's life-giving, right? And fear and anxiety, that keeps us trapped. So all we have to do is just acknowledge this is weighing on us, and we're going to let it pass. We're not going to hold on to it, and we're just going to let it pass, because it's something that really cannot have great power over us unless we say it does, meaning that we are saying, you know, that it's bigger than God, and we know that's not true. So when we acknowledge all that, we can actually kind of work through the fear that much quicker, the anxiety. I don't know if I made any sense on that. It's kind of a quick life skill principle, but I would love, can we go back to Marie?
Yeah, sure, Marie. How's that for you, Marie?
Oh, yeah, it's great. And one more thing. My daughter and I went to her best friend's wedding this past Sunday. Nobody was masking because Rhode Island's fully open. And when we came back home, there was about 125 people. She says, Mom, are we going to get COVID now? And I said, no. I said, no, because we're fully vaccinated. But we had so much fun. It was so good to see her friends.
Yeah.
You know, I have a boy and a girl, you know, that are autistic. Yeah. So it was wonderful to be out with her friends, and she was dancing and you know, just talking to her best friend that she's known since first grade. You know, it was wonderful. So no, she's not as bad as the young man. You know, I can say, oh no, don't worry about it. You know, put it out of your mind. But I let them choose whether to mask or not. You know, they go out with a staff person one on one, and it's up to them whether they want a mask. They usually bring one along. So I let, you know, let them make that decision.
Marie, you just sound like the greatest mom. God bless you. I'm so glad to hear that about getting out again. And you want me to send you a free copy of my book about Jesus, a teacher of strange things?
I have it. I'm reading it now. I'm halfway through. Thank you, though.
Wait, so I literally cannot give away my book is what you're saying, Marie. I don't want you to think. No, yes, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Could I give you maybe one of Trent Horn's books? Is there any book that you will accept free, Marie?
Well, Well, I'll take another one of yours and I can give it away to somebody that needs it.
Well, now don't just do it to make me feel better, Marie. Okay, thanks.
No.
We're going to send you a virtual library of books, but you got to hang on so that our Marie will get your address. Okay, Marie?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, sister. I'm so glad we got to talk with you.
Yes, me too.
All right. You got that, Marie? I put her on hold. Okay. That's just so nice to get to talk with Marie because we've known her for so long here. That was very, very nice. We're talking about how you doing, getting back to your relationships, getting back into the world after COVID. You're welcome to call and just share how the experience is going. If you have a question or a problem that you'd like help with from Jerry and Debbie, you're welcome to call for that as well. 888-318-7884. Up next, in Columbia, Missouri. Oh, listening on Ave Maria Radio. David in Columbia, Missouri. Glad to have you, David. Go ahead with your question or comment for Jerry and Debbie.
It's more of a comment. I'm a chronic cancer patient, and I live in a state where the vaccination rate is very low. And I travel to Houston for medical and go through states that are very low in vaccination rates, where it is all open and no one wears a mask. So I just, a comment is, if you see people wearing a mask, it's usually for a good reason, and please give them the social distancing. They are trying to live their life as well, but they are, you know, for their life's sake, need to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So,
David, I'm so glad you said that.
That's something to be aware of.
Yes. Okay. So you're out in the world. You're getting cancer treatment. You're wearing the mask to prevent picking up this virus in addition to the cancer treatment. And I have to say, I have seen some people in the public who almost are making a point of not social distancing from someone who's wearing a mask. Like they're going out of their way. I maybe I'm reading the social signs wrong, but it just seems like, I don't know. It seems very aggressive or passive aggressive in a way. So I'm glad you made that point, David. Jerry and Debbie, what do you got for David?
Well, a thought that came to my mind right away is, David, thank you for kind of opening all of our eyes to this. Not that we didn't kind of have that sensibility already, but a lot of people don't. I think in our exuberance to kind of like has been said on the show before, throw off the masks and try and get back to some normalcy of life, which is very understandable on anybody's part. Who wouldn't want to do that? But at the same time, you know, you've helped to open our eyes and remind us that when we see somebody with a mask on, it may be someone, like you said, in your situation with the chronic illness. It may be someone who just is doing it as a safety precaution. It may be someone who's not vaccinated. We don't know. So I think it's very, very important that we definitely not judge anybody either way. I mean, if you're wearing a mask, we can't judge people who aren't wearing masks and vice versa. This is a thing. Everybody says this all the time. We're in this together. Well, we got to act like it and treat each other with the respect and dignity that everybody deserves.
David?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Any last thoughts for us? I think we all really appreciate that you called and made the comments you did. Anything else you want to share?
Just that, you know, a mask, I know lots of made in the media about, you know, being a political, you know, sign of which side you're on or whatever. And it's not that, even though my state, it definitely is that. But, you know, just like I said, just give people, the courtesy. They have a mask, usually it's for a reason. And thanks for letting me share that comment.
Debbie?
Well, David, real quickly, I think I heard you say that you're going through treatment for cancer. I just wanted to say that I had cancer in 1994, and from one cancer thriver to another, David, stay strong. Please tap into your relationship with your guardian angels. Surround yourself with all of your go-to saints, because you have a lot of heavenly support, David, and you certainly have our support, because I had gone through the cancer experience. I really know what it feels like and how alone you can feel. But I don't ever want you to feel that way. And stay strong, okay, brother?
Thank you. This is actually, I think, my 7th or 8th cancer since childhood, and the only reason I am here is for the miracles of God, but that's a whole different 2 hour discussion at some other time.
Oh, it but never yes, hurts. It never hurts to give praise to God, though, David. That's you're always welcome to do that here. Mm-hmm. David, want me to send you a free copy of my book about Jesus called A Teacher of Strange Things?
Excellent. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. That makes me feel better. Now I can go to the break. Thanks, David. Even if you're just saying it to make me feel better, thanks. Hang on. We're going to send you, we'll get your address and we'll send you a copy of the book. Right back with more right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Hang on. We'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
EWTN, teaching the truth.
Thank you so very much, first of all, for this ministry. You have no idea what a blessing you and EWTN have been in my life and for my life, and I just thank you for that.
Well, first off, I'd like to say God bless you for your ministry, and my wife prayed daily for EWTN. It's a game changer in our world.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Jerry and Debbie are our guests. We're talking about getting back into life, getting back into relationships as the COVID begins, to, at least apparently, begins to recede. If you have questions or comments in that regard, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. One of the things that comes with my job here as the host of Catholic Answers Live is getting yelled at by the fundraising department because I don't mention Society 315. So here...
Hi, David.
Director of Development here at Catholic Answers. I don't really get yelled at.
Yell at you earlier today.
No, you did not. Did you?
I thought I did, but if you say I didn't, then okay, good.
Wait, did you? No, but I did hit Christine, who runs Society 315, a wonderful society here. She said to me the other day, have you been mentioned in Society 315 on the air? And I thought, nope, I haven't. And so I lied to her. But
kind of a face palm.
It was one of those face palms. So I said, I'm so glad you're here. But tell us about Society 315. How's it going? How many people are in it? And what is it?
You know what? It's a great thing. And it really ties into the topic today. One of the things that we are all, in one way or another, in various ways, looking forward to getting back to community, right? And some of us are moving back into this mindset a little more slowly than others for good reason. One of the things that really inspired our creation of Society 315 was this idea that there is a craving for community.
Yeah.
And Society 315 is a form of that. So what is Society 315? It is our brand new monthly givers club. The 315 comes from 1 Peter 3:15, which is kind of the apologist's touchstone Bible verse, right?
Be prepared.
Always be prepared to give a defense of the hope that is within you. Do so with charity and reverence, right? And that's where it came from. But what we've done is invite folks for $10 or more per month. You can join Society 315. You go to casociety315.com, casociety315.com. You sign up at least $10 a month, and you get a great T-shirt, which I'm holding up here for our YouTube folks and our Facebook Live folks. You get a great T-shirt, a car magnet, and a 20% off discount on anything that Catholic Answers produces on our shop. And in addition, one of the big focuses of this club is exclusive content. So we just last week had a webinar with Joe Heschmeyer, our newest apologist. only for Society 315 members.
And I can tell you what happens is you get a little note in your inbox, which I got.
Correct.
And it says this special event is happening. If you want to join for Society 315 members. It's really nice.
That's right. And we provided some eBooks. We've done some other content. The recording of our recent retreat with Father David McConey was available just for Society 315 members. So it's an opportunity to be part of this community, to get a little bit of free swag, right, with the T-shirt and the magnet, connect more deeply with the apostolate. And monthly givers are so important to our fundraising, so important to our budgetary process. The more monthly givers we have, the smoother the income into the apostolate is. And we like to say that our monthly givers keep the lights on.
They do. They
really do. And one of the beautiful things is, so we've got now almost 1,200 members We've been doing this for about five months. That's wonderful. Thank you
to everybody who's joined.
It is. And it's such a reflection of the people who love Catholic Answers, love the work that we do, and they want to be a part of it. And even of our 40 or so employees, more than half of our employees, you, me, yeah. Christine, Chris Check, our president,
I'm also a member because I'm scared of Christine. I just want you to know that.
Whatever it takes,
Si. Yeah, she came to my office and said, you have to join Si.
Yeah.
I said,
sometimes fear is effective.
It is with me, I'll tell you. CASociety315.com. CASociety315.com. And if you're in the society and you come to one of our events, we're going to try to do special stuff.
So, a couple last things as we get back to the rest of the show. So, first, if you join Society 315 and you want to come to our conference, you will get, after you join, a discount code for $40 off a ticket to the conference.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so $40 off for new Society 315 members. And second, we're going to have an exclusive social event for Society members at the conference. Not only do you get a discount on a ticket to the conference, but you'll be able to participate in an exclusive social as well.
Thank you, David. Thanks very much. CASociety315.com.
That's the website. And one more thing I do want to say, Jerry and Debbie, my wife Norma loves your show. She's been a listener from the very beginning. She says it's one of the best shows on EWTN, hands down.
Oh, tell her thanks.
So sweet.
What does she think of Catholic Answers Live? I've never gotten any feedback from
it's
Norma.
It's a close second, so, I think.
Fine. Thanks. Thanks, Norma.
That is so sweet. Thank you so much.
I've been on cruises with Norma, and she picks Jerry and Debbie. Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
We love you, Norma.
she's a good one. All right, let's go to Michael in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Michael, so happy to have you. Go ahead with your comment or question for Jerry and Debbie.
Yeah, thank you. I was just wanted to pass on to make the comment. You guys were talking earlier about, you know, this whole thing, the pandemic has brought out the best of people and also the worst of people. And my wife and I, we've been married for 21 years and we have 7 children. And, you know, I always thought we did a really good job when it came to health, you know, and when we weren't feeling well, you know, that we kept the kids home. We didn't go to people's parties or what have you. And I thought we always did a good job. And then this pandemic hit, and boy, we have never experienced getting so many dirty looks in our lives before, and you know, negative comments, because you know, we were out, as you had mentioned earlier, you know, in a park or out just walking down a sidewalk and not wearing a mask, and just getting negative feedback about that, whether it was verbal or nonverbal, and that was just really sad to see that, because you know, I think, you know, if we weren't kind of at the point where we were at with our faith, I think we'd really feel like, gosh, you know, we're terrible Christians. You know, we're not, you know, we've always thought we've done a good job. And now all of a sudden this whole thing hits and, you know, you kind of felt like I never was doing a good job with my health and protecting my children and thinking about other people as well. And then also what was really kind of, you know, demoralizing for us as a Catholic family was, it just seemed like there wasn't very much among both the laity and the faithful within our and the clergy within our church. There wasn't a lot of heroic heroism or courage. It just seemed like when this hit, can't receive the body and blood of Christ anymore. Can't go to church, and I understand why. But gosh, you know, I would have these conversations with my wife and say, boy, you know, wouldn't you want to go receive the body and blood of Christ? I mean, would Jesus really allow me to get the coronavirus by receiving his body and blood? And I understand, you know, being together in a group at church, But geez, I mean, that would be the one place, that's the one place that my wife and I wanted to be, you know, during this whole thing. And that was really hard as well as a family. And it was hard to figure out what to tell the kids, even though there was a pandemic going on. Oh, I'm sorry, we have to put Jesus kind of on the back burner now and receive him spiritually because, you know, because of this pandemic, when I feel like we should have been telling our kids, we need to go to church. We need to receive the body and blood of Christ now more than ever. And I'll just be quiet from there.
All right, hang on. We'll come back to you. Debbie?
Well, I just want to say, Michael, you're making some really good points, and it kind of just reinforces some of the things that we were saying about this idea of fear being so pervasive and being very powerful when it becomes overwhelming. The reality of that is that when people are driven by fear or worry or the unknown, or they don't know exactly how to behave because it's not set, it doesn't make sense in our brains, so we're kind of in a little bit of a chaos, right? People will do outlandish things. People will do rude things. People will sink down to that level instead of rising up and rising above it. And I just, it really, in my opinion, it does have to go to, it goes back to this idea that if we allow so many things to overwhelm us, it is going to keep us paralyzed. And a dear, dear friend, I want to just say this because I think it ties in beautifully to what Michael was saying as a remedy for the kind of the rudeness or the, you know, what's happening out there in the world. Here's something that I was sharing that we could do. A wonderful friend, Michelle, who's a lay Carmelite, sent me this prayer. And I'm telling you, this for me was a spiritual game changer. And you say it three times. And here's how the prayer goes. It says, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirits of, and then if you want to put fear, worry, anxiety, you know, anything you want to put that is a limiting word that is not of God, okay? And we know God is much more powerful than any of those feelings we could be feeling, right? I cast them out and I command them to go immediately and directly to the foot of the cross. I believe this is a Carmelite prayer, and you say it three times. And I will tell you that when I kept practicing and praying this specific prayer, it helped me release those overwhelming feelings that really can govern the way people act towards one another. I just wanted to share that, Michael and Cy and Jerry, and I'm not sure if any of you have heard that prayer before, but I was just introduced to it this year.
Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's great, and I think you make a really good point that we need to do more praying for each other. To have more heavenly courage and strengthen our virtues so that we can help each other, support each other, and bring each other closer to Christ. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks very, very much. I think in many ways, priests, I don't want to pick too much on the priests, you know, because many of them were just obeying what the bishop told them, and that they really, you know, you're a pastor or an associate pastor or something like that, and you're not in a position to disobey the bishop. So it's not always a lack of courage that made a priest close the parish or that kind of thing. And I did notice a lot of priests, certainly the priests at my parish at St. Mary's here in Oceanside, California, they were very courageous. And they did everything they could while being obedient to the bishop, to hear confessions, to be with people. I was very, very impressed with them. I'm sure that not all priests were the same, but I don't like to just dismiss it as cowardice on the part of a priest if they closed the parish, if what they were doing was being obedient to the bishop. That's their duty. That's not a negotiable for them. And they made a promise of obedience. So I just want to say that before we went on to the next call. Rex in Texas, listening on Red Sea Catholic Radio. You're up next. Go ahead, Ron.
It's Ron. I know we're short for time, so I'll be real quick. Had a lot of things to say, but real quick, one thing about the mask. Understand people have the right to wear it or not wear it. They don't like being told by the government. But you know, when smallpox vaccine came in, you know, the people at that time, they didn't start crying saying government is intervening. I mean, that thing saved lives and saved, you know, a lot of people from a lot of you know, ailments, from being crippled and so forth. But you know, wonder what would have happened back then if we had the same mentality then as we do today, infringement of your rights. And then the talk about, they're uncomfortable. Well, do they realize how uncomfortable of an intubation tube is for those elderly people that are sick? I mean, they're not thinking about that. They don't see the other side.
Well, we're very individualist. I want to let Jerry or Debbie respond. You only have about 20 seconds.
I think you're making a good point, Ron. It was a necessary thing in many cases. I'm sure wearing the mask and social distancing and stuff saved a lot of lives. I think there were a lot of, negative things that came from all of that as well. So I think it's a mix of blessings and not blessings, I guess.
Debbie?
Oh, I totally agree. And I just think that the clearer messages we can get from the top down, from our government, I think will really help all of us be able to behave better as Catholic Christians.
And if you got anger left over, let go of it. It's not going to do anybody any good to hold on to it. It's time to forgive. That's what and move on. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Debbie. Folks can listen to you every morning, weekdays on the EW10 Global Catholic Radio Network, and in the middle of the night as well when they replay you. Also, visit them at, Debbie, the website real quick.
StandTallToday.com. Free consultations are there.
StandTallToday.com. Coming right back with a conversation about the Catholic view of the human body.